Hi there. The word for you today is take the plunge. In Deuteronomy 33 verse 27, you'll find one of my favorite scriptures. It goes like this: underneath are the everlasting arms. Picture this: a father and his two small children are at play. He's in the pool, and he invites them to run and jump into his arms. One does, the other doesn't. The one who doesn't watches gleefully, applauds and jumps up and down. But when her dad invites her to do the same, she shakes her head and backs away. Is that you? Living on the edge of the pool? Never taking the plunge? Happy to experience life vicariously through others? Preferring to take no risk rather than any risk? For fear of the worst, you never enjoy the best? You say, but I'm not sure what I'm jumping into. Well, let me read you this scripture again. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Foolishness is closing your eyes and jumping before you know there's even water in the pool, or that your father has said, "Come, I'll catch you." Faith is knowing that the only way to conquer your fear of the water is to take the leap, because the one who's calling you has been there for you from the moment you became his child. Listen, nothing is more important to God than your safety, the development of your faith, and your total success in life. God told Joshua, Joshua 1 verse 2 and 7, and I quote, "Arise, go over this Jordan to the land I am giving you. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go." Note those words: arise, go, and be strong. In other words, take the plunge.